Is he watching the Civil War thing? God, what? Who would have thought it had been as good as that? Who would ever think I'd end the sentence? Oh, hang on. Listen, what's this? What's that? Is that it? No, that ain't it. What's this? Over this side. See if we can get it over this side. No, try that. No, sorry about that. Elvis Costello came in instead. Oh, no, this'll do it. This'll do it. Yeah, Civil War. I knew I had it here somewhere. Got so many things in front of us, I found it. Or is it Max Wall's opening act? That's what it is. That's what it was. That was Max Wall's opening act. And anyway. Last night, that you saw last night, the best yet. I've got more warm on tap here than the one. Yeah.
We have shared the incommunicable experience of war.
Check that
out. We have felt, we still feel, the passion of life to its top.
I think that's the best series that's ever been on television. And I'm not given to statements like that. Not much. Anyway, all right, we'll ring this fella up in a minute. Stand by your phone, John Wason, because we're ringing you on Tuesday and you can't hear us at the moment. What a weird experience it's going to be listening to this back, eh? On the 14th of April, 1884, some 13 years after the war had ended, General Stonewall Jackson's hat blew off.
I was surprised, said the general. I'd been dead for some years.
A private serving in the Missouri Reds wrote back to his mom.
Dear Mom, I've got a great idea for a TV series. As soon as the war's over, get me down that copyright office.